Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's up, everybody? Dave Destruction Sturgio here with another episode, episode 29 of Destruction 101. I'm your host and only host, Dave Sturgio. How are we doing this week? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Almost through the week already, but as I'm recording this, it's Sunday night prior to this Wednesday, so clearly the week hasn't even started for me yet. But excited for the week ahead. Had a little bit of a interesting weekend as it comes to a close. I got WWE Battleground on in the background here, so shouldn't be too distracting. But if it is, it is. A lot went down over the weekend. A lot of news surfaced on the interwebs, and I basically have had enough. I've had enough with a lot of shit that has gone down. I am one to always, always, always preach positivity and motivate people. And that goes a long way. And if you're one of those people that listen to the sound of my voice every week and you're thinking to yourself, okay, like this is great, but how long does such things and such feelings last? And everybody has a breaking point, and it's how you react to it that really services, you know, it kind of, it's how you react to all your situations at hand. It's hard to describe, but what I'm trying to say is anybody can snap off the grid. You know, anybody can have a bad day. Anybody could just have a series of unfortunate events happen. And then it's all about how you react to it. This weekend started off great. You know, I got out of school on Thursday, with a weekend ahead where I had to, you know, do a favor really quick and then start my weekend out in Seabright, New Jersey. If you've never been to Seabright, New Jersey, I recommend you go. I think it's a phenomenal place where it's the quote Jersey Shore without the quote Jersey Shore cast. It's more or less an older crowd. And to be honest with you, it was more relaxing than anything else. I met up with my buddy, Mark and his wife, and my other buddy, Greg, and we went a little bar hopping, did a little water sports, have you. That was interesting. I was on the back of a raft as my buddy pulled me around on the jet ski. First time ever doing that. Was pretty scared going into it. Not going to lie. I mean, like, I'm not scared by any stretch, but it's a rush, and you're kind of left out on your own. I mean, it's up to you on how hard and long you want to hold on for. And I did relatively a good job holding on, and towards the end of the little ride I was on, I said I had enough and I couldn't do it anymore. My knees and my, like, not to seem graphic, but my private area was getting rocked in that water, because what you're doing is, you know, you're halfway on it, your arms are at 90 degrees holding on to these handles, and your other half of your body, since I'm a 6 foot one and a half guy, you know, my other half of my body is dragging in the water. So you do the math, you know, so my knees are still all best, like, messed up from it. But went out, got relatively drunk. And that seems to be a topic of what I want to talk about. Not so much like saying that, you know, every time you drink or you go out and you have a really drunk night, or you really just take it above and beyond the norm. You have those feelings in the morning where, you know, the first sentence that comes out of your head is, you know, I'm never drinking again. And, so that happened, but the problem was, you know, we go out Thursday night, we party, I do karaoke, I sang Everybody by the Backstreet Boys. I wish this was on tape, but it's not and wasn't. But I also helped out a guy who supposedly lost a bet. The guy lost a bet and had to sing Creed. And that was like a punishment. I'm in my head, I'm like, that's a blessing. What are you talking about? So he was butchering it, butchering Creed with arms wide open. So I grabbed the mic and I got back at it. And like I said, had a great time. Woke up on Friday, relatively not so much banged up, but just like, ugh, you know, I wish I wouldn't have drank that much. So in come Friday. I did close last show by saying that I was not going to work for BBWF and Edison. And that changed. Like I said, it could have, you know, and I said that to you guys, and I said it could possibly change from now until the showtime, and it did. Me and the promoter, the owner, Icon Dan Ram, came to an agreement, and it worked out. So I got a chance to go home, straighten a couple things around in the apartment, and then find myself on my way to Edison. And my issue with this is that we run a business. Well, Pat runs a business of renting the ring. Okay, people rent the ring from Pat. This includes stairs, ring, entranceway, the whole package. Okay, there's one price, whole package. If you want to, you know, and I know I didn't get the plugs, but WrestlePROOnline.com, obviously you find all your information there as far as renting the ring and all sorts of shit. So my only grief with that is it's me, one beach bum, and another newer student, three guys, and Kevin because he drove the truck. That's four guys. We have a company that has 50 people in a chat room to, you know, to spread the news and, you know, any like come about events or anything like that that needs to be said, it could be said and everybody can, it could reach everybody. So everybody knew about this rental. I understand it's on a Friday night. I mean, me being that I love commentary, I would rather be doing that than anything else, to be honest. That's just a passion of mine. So being at a Friday night, I didn't care. So we're setting up this ring and there's only four of us. I mean, and then there's a guy from UWA Elite there. There's also Dan Ram helping out. The owner of the company is helping out. And I saw Kevin Hernandez for the first time in fucking a couple years. He used to, if you were a PWS follower, he was the guy who played Johnny Howell. Good dude. I haven't seen him in a long time, so I got to catch up with him. But he's helping out. Like, where is everybody else? You know, I understand that there's sometimes people have obligations, people have other bookings and stuff. And, you know, towards the end of the night, I truly realized, like, who really cares about this company? I mean, Chris Payne and Matt McIntosh were in attendance to help break down the ring. They were not booked on the show. They just were paying their dues. So I don't know if some of these wrestlers said, you know, quote, wrestlers think they're entitled or above it. But, you know, after talking to Kevin about, you know, the lack of help that night, I'm almost like, you know, why would these guys, why should these guys get spots on shows? You know, why did, you know, they shouldn't have them. I mean, I remember when I first started, I was at every event, booked or not, like helping out, doing favors, doing as much as I can, airport rides, all that shit. It's just stuff you do. You work for a company, you should take pride in the company. So, I mean, I feel bad for Pat. I mean, I feel bad for Kev. They're going to have to narrow down the bookings now. They're going to have to narrow down who they choose to work their company. I mean, the more dedicated people are going to get the better spots. And we have a huge lineup coming up. You know, starting with August, we have a benefit show for the NYPD on August 10th. But we also have, you know, September stacked. We have four shows in October stacked, November, December. Four straight months at the Raleigh Rec Center. We have a lot of shit coming up. So now's not the time. For if you're an aspiring wrestler with WrestlePro, if you're hearing this for any reason, and if I haven't been down to training enough to talk to some of the newer guys, if for whatever reason this catches wind, I mean, this podcast is, the link is on the website, WrestlePROOnline.com, so hopefully you would check the website a couple times, and maybe if you want to listen to my voice, you guys got to start showing up. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's part of the business, and nobody's entitled and nobody's given anything. I mean, you got Kevin Matthews, you got guys like Dan Moff. They're helping set up and break down the ring. They shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to. And if you leave before the show ends and you dip out of there, you give the old Irish exit and you make some lame excuse, That's wrong. It's very, very wrong. Disrespectful to the boys. You know, so Friday comes and goes. It's a very, it's for BBWF, who doesn't draw a huge crowd typically, and it's not a knock on them. They have their core fans, and they get the 50 people in the house. This was one of their better shows. They had a great a lineup. They had a great lineup. And when I say, you know, they had a great crowd, it was probably their best crowds that I've seen personally. So shout out to Dan Ram and Mark Adam Haggerty and people that are involved in that company. I had a ball on commentary. You know, a lot of cool matches went down. You know, it was good to see Sean Donovan versus Dan Moff too. It was good to see, you know, the Heavenly Bodies do battle with Dan Ram and Robbie E in a street fight. Very entertaining stuff. I mean, they fought all over the place. They fought right on our table. It was great. So the show went off without a hitch. But like I said, the thing I could take away from that show is if you're a WrestlePro member or any pro wrestler, like there was too many guys that showed up relatively closer to bell time. Not even WrestlePro guys, just in general. They just show up and they don't extend a helping hand at all. I mean, I'm not saying you have to, but try, you know, extend your hand. Why not? It's not going to hurt anybody. You know, it's only going to help your standing. If you want to get booked on WrestlePro, there's something good to, it's a good way to not kiss ass, but show that you give a shit about pro wrestling. I mean, like I said, it bothers me a little bit. I mean, these are guys, some of these guys that come in there, I feel like they feel entitled. And I'm not talking about WrestlePro guys. I'm talking about guys I've never seen before or supposedly have been in wrestling for a little while. Like, you never stop paying dues, man. You just don't. This is the business that you don't stop paying dues and you don't stop respecting the business. But anyway, so I went out Friday night, more beers, Yankee game. They won that night. They took 3 out of 4 over the weekend against Seattle, so that's a plus. But went out Friday night, came home Friday night, slept, woke up on Saturday with the intent of having a phenomenal day. It was supposed to be a phenomenal day, and it was fun. It was fun. But again, I put myself in an element and a situation where I didn't feel right. I didn't feel comfortable. And maybe I'm just getting too old, all right? Maybe I'm getting too old for the Jersey Shore, the real Jersey Shore. I went down to Tiki Bar with my best friend who I've known since I was in the crib, okay? I mean, me and him go way back. And if anybody knows me, you know that this is one of my, you know, this is my brother. Went down to Tiki Bar, switched over to Jenks, you know, tried to watch the Yankee game. I promised a couple people I would be there. And I wound up being tapped out and done by like 10 o'clock. And it's only because I drank from 3 o'clock. So again, more drinks. 3 nights straight of just drinking. And it's making me, as I record this tonight, question doing it ever again. Not that, like, you know, you make bad decisions. I didn't get in any trouble or anything like that, so don't get it twisted. But, like, it just, you feel like shit. And I went to the gym today. I had a great workout. My workouts are getting better. I'm back on the big guy test booster. You can find that at Feed Me More Nutrition. I think it's a good thing to keep your testosterone levels up if you're a male, especially in my case, where eventually I would like to have a little a mini Dave or a daughter, you know, or a son, you know what I mean? Which is 3 species, 3 genders, a mini Dave, a guy or a girl. No, I want to have a kid. I want to stay healthy. The test booster definitely helps. Wake up unlimited energy definitely helps. I'm telling you right now, I mean, I'm not just saying it because I'm a friend of Ryback's and I'm a fan of his and all his work, but the stuff works, man. It works and it works very well. Be that as it may, the weekend comes and goes. And then today I came across, while I was talking to Curt Hawkins and Raleigh and Jamie via Voxer. And which, by the way, if they have like stock, I should buy it because Voxer is the way of the world, especially when it comes to pro wrestling, where it's a chance to just, if you don't have it, get it. It's pretty cool. It's like, yeah, it's the old like Nextel walkie system, but you can have like a group chat. So I'm obviously, I talk to these guys on the regular. They continue to remind me to stay hungry every day. So, and I do. But I was told, you know, Jamie comes across with a text saying, you know, this Grimm thing, is it a work or a shoot? And I'm like, and I just put a question mark. I have no idea. I had no idea. But Kurt came back, said it was bullshit. It was real. And then we did our research, and I looked up what had happened. And so I'll paint the picture for you. A shitty independent wrestling promotion put on a show on Saturday night. Whoever was booked there, great. Hope you got paid. And that's the name of the game sometimes, even if you have, you know, even if you're in a company where you don't want to be there, or it just stinks overall and it's just not a good company. But supposedly a wrestler turned promoter, I don't know if he's on any of his own shows, but I forget his name. I think it was Jersey Premier Championship Wrestling. Is that what it is? JPCW? That might be it. I might be wrong. They put on a show. Fucking JP Mayer as a ring announcer. So, I mean, it's not a knock on JP, but there's no training there. There's no, it's just like a make-a-wish fucking thing. Like, it's, like I said, not a stab at JP, but he's not a ring announcer. You know what I mean? So what the fuck are they doing? Maybe it was a contest. I don't fucking know. Who cares? So Grimm, if everybody knows who Grimm is, he's a part of his own fantasy world. I mean, it's called Grimm's Toy Show. And what it is it's a YouTube channel and series where it's glorified, no bullshit, it's glorified backyard wrestling that has a following. And when I say following, I don't mean a couple kids around the block come and see them wrestle and put on shows. I'm talking in the millions, okay? A million people support, follow this guy all over the world. And when I say all over the world, I mean all over the world. Kurt Hawkins said it best today. He told me he's gone to every country to wrestle. And this is just recently. Within the last year, he's been traveling all over the place with WWE. And he said that everywhere he goes, there's either a sign in the crowd or somebody yells to Kurt Hawkins, Kurt fears Grimm, or Myers fears Grimm, whatever the case may be. Fear, like, they know this guy, Grimm. And I'm not going to say that I don't know his trainer, if he had a trainer. He's been doing this since 2001. So he's been around professional wrestling for 16 years. And that's a lot more than I can say for a lot of the scene in independent wrestling. A lot of it. But he obviously, he's booked on this show. He brings a crazy house. He really does. Because obviously he's got the local kid following. And the promoter thought it would be a good idea to bring on Grimm to push some tickets. I mean, listen, it's a business. That's you're going to get sales. If this guy's got all these followers, then clearly you're going to get a decent amount of people. It was like 30 people in the crowd or something like that. I don't even know. Maybe 50. But the house was brought by Grimm. These are kids that are at this show. So they have a match. He's in a match, triple threat match or whatever. So like I said, he's booked. He's not the most talented person in the world. Okay? He's not. He's not the most talented person in the world. And he knows it. And he plays to his strengths. He's a bigger dude. Fatter guy. He knows. And he plays to his strengths. So obviously, I'm sure whatever match they put on, and the kid's got a crack out of it, right? So what happens after that? Two, quote, workers come from the back. They steamroll the ring. And one of them, and I don't know, I debated giving these guys their press because they've obviously got enough of it from this incident. And what's weird is I kind of liked the one kid. I did. And I don't understand. I don't get why he did what he did. But anyway, two guys storm the ring. One of the individuals punches Grimm right in the back of the head as hard as he possibly can. He did not pull his punch. This is not, wasn't a work. This was a legit punch to the back of the head, sucker punch, assault style. All right. And the other guy power bombs another said individual in a safe way. I'm not going to say it was a not safe power bomb or whatever. So that could have, if you had not known any better, you would have thought the power bomb was scheduled or planned or whatever. So it happens. And then you see Grimm kind of exit the ring, but then come back in. And the one said individual grabs the microphone and says the fact that he's in the ring is a disgrace to pro wrestling. Now, here's the deal. I don't know your resume. I don't know who trained you, if anybody did or not. I don't know. The other guy either. Doesn't seem like he's, you know, the one guy's obviously in a little better shape than the other guy. And I don't know what their background is. I have no idea. But you went in there and you started, you know, bitching and moaning about untrained wrestlers. And I will tell you the first thing that rubs me the wrong way in pro wrestling is untrained wrestlers. I totally, totally agree that there are too many out there that are ruining certain promotions. But if you look at the good promotions in pro wrestling, there are no untrained wrestlers. So why don't we just stop watching or going and attending to the shows that have the untrained wrestlers? It's kind of bullshit. I mean, if you don't want to, I feel like it just, anyway, I'm getting off the beaten path here, but they punched a guy in the back of the head in front of kids and broke all sorts of characters. And, you know, they said what they said. And then Grimm, for whatever reason, gets out of the ring and says, unfollow this company. Like, that was fucking stupid, Grimm. I mean, it is. It's just kind of foolish. I was just like, what does that have to do with anything? But then he uses some pretty coarse language in front of the kids. But let's keep in mind here, folks. The man got punched in the back of the head. A shoot punch in the back of the head. If somebody did that to me, A, I'd beat the piss out of them. I would literally beat them within an inch of their life. But Grimm must have been so scared as an adult, not knowing what's happening. He didn't know what's happening. He got blindsided. He goes in there. He says he gave the guy a shot back, but it didn't really seem like it fazed him much. So that's not even like the biggest issue here. What they did was wrong. Disgraceful, despicable, disgusting. Not a supporter of it at all. You want to conduct your business with untrained wrestlers, do it in the back, man. Do it outside. Do it via text. Do it via person. Just not in front of a live audience that paid to see professional wrestling. Not so you can have your moment in the sun. Because if I'm not mistaken, this looks nothing more than a publicity stunt to try to get your name out there. And that's exactly what it did. It made its rounds pretty fucking fast. It made its rounds pretty fast. And the backlash of it all is people just supporting this. It's promoters. Some promoters are supporting this, saying how they're proud and how these guys are the real MVPs for getting rid of the trash of the wrestling business. Do you really believe that, though? Like, do you believe that the actions that they did were justifiable? To punch another man in the back of the head and try to hurt him, that's justifying that they shouldn't be in wrestling? Because if that's the way you were raised, then by all means, I feel bad. I feel real bad. I think the whole thing is bullshit. I think it sucks and it's rotten. And this incident painted pro wrestling in a very, very shitty way. And I truly can't. I mean, I don't understand. I really don't. And I don't get the logic. I don't get the reasoning behind it. If I wanted to punch every untrained wrestler in the back of the head, I'd have no knuckles left. Okay. It's just not how you conduct yourself. Just be a good human being. Don't be a total piece of shit. One guy I've seen publicly apologize already. He apologized and people were just like, nope, you did the right thing. Like, anybody who says punching another individual, another human being in the back of the head because they don't believe in what they're doing, you need to check yourself real quick. I would love, and I said this on Twitter, and I would love somebody to try to cold clock me like that. Oh my God. Like, I in my head, I can't even fathom what I would do. Can't even fathom. So that led me to, you know, Sunday night, just kind of saying, you know, fuck it. You know, I went and saw a house tonight, and, you know, my wife's not around this weekend, and she, so I did like a video of the house, and it's something that we really liked. And, you know, our realtor comes back and says, there's multiple offers on the house, might be a bidding war. And we're like, ugh, oh, fucker. You know, like the first, so like between all the negativity I saw there and then the negativity from that decision of the house thing, like everything was kind of piling up. And I was just like, you know what? I've had it, and I really need a refresher. I really do. I need to get away from social media. That's why I'm recording this now at 10:50 at night on a Sunday before the pay-per-view is over, before I watch Ballers and try to get in a good mood. Because I think I'm just going to fall off for a little bit, because I think it's cleansing for the soul. I think it's good to just get away for a minute. I do have a lot of cool shit coming up. I did get booked for 4 football games coming up for the, I believe, Major League Football. I'm excited for that. We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, I'll talk all about my Nets experience. And hopefully, you know, we'll dive more into what went down at a Battleground for WWE. We'll cover some sports. We'll do all that jazz. But right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear a word from our 3-week sponsor, Truth and Confessions, with my boy Jeremy Thompson. Be right back, guys.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? This is Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about a new passion of mine, the theater. I'm here to talk to you about an original piece called Truth and Confessions. It's an adaptation of Victor Hugo's novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Written and directed by Mark Bronchi, starring Nathaniel Barber as the ever-so-famous character, Quasimodo, Samantha Ricciuti as Esmeralda, and Michael Powell as the Archdeacon Frollo, as well as co-starring in a wide assemble of characters featuring great numbers collaborated by both the cast and band, conducted by Benjamin Apple. Set in the late 15th century Paris, France, the story is a dark tale about first love, temptation, deceit, and betrayal. It's presented by the Standing Ovation Theater at the Community Education Center at 3500 Lancaster Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's right, the City of Brotherly Love is bringing you a brand new show. The show is only one weekend, from July 27th to the 30th, Thursday to Saturday at 7:30, and a special Sunday show at 3 p.m. Tickets are just $20, and they can be ordered through brownpapertickets.com or by calling 1-800-838-3006. Trust me, folks, this is an awesome show, and I'm looking very much forward to seeing Truth and Confessions live from the City of Brotherly Love.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Gatz, back with the number 20 edition of Kicked in the Head 2-0. Baby, I'm here, and I'm here to stay. Right here on the Destruction 101 podcast, on the B-Plus Player Radio, on the Shiny Wizards Network. This week, I want to get to somebody who's pretty YouTube famous. I met the guy a couple times, he's a great guy. Grim from Grim's Toy Show. He had an event at J. Jackoff W, whatever the fuck their promotion is. And two of these douchebags decided to jump him. I'm sure you've all heard the story, you've all got your opinions, whether you're with the boys who are protecting the business, or whether you're with Grimm, who's out there putting a show on, just like the rest of us. Me, Gino Gatz, I stand with Grimm. I may not, you know, enjoy his style of programming, but you know what? It's a little bit of something for everybody. Hell, I'd love to go on fucking Grimm's Toy Show and rip Jimmy Neutron a new asshole. Sounds like a lot of fun. But you two jackoffs that want to defend the business for the rest of us? Oh, fuck yourselves. You're a cheap-shotting, low-life piece of shit. I'm glad your whole family's being taken after. The other one dropped off Twitter, the face of the planet. Fuck his bolt, up the ass, to the left, up your ear, and down your nostril. Grim, you know Gatz is with you, buddy. Now, on a lighter note, I want to send some good luck wishes, congratulations, here and now, here and there, to my boy Big Dave Destruction. Hopefully he is the new voice of the Brooklyn Nets. And just so you can voice your opinion to me, I'm Gino Gatz at Gino_Gatz on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook. You can always go fuck yourselves. Remember, folks, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going, baby.
Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick.
Thank you, our sponsors, Truth and Confessions. Thank you, Gino Gotz, for another awesome episode of Kicked in the Head. You can follow Gino Gotz on all his social medias. He's making waves. He was actually at the BBWF show. He did a great job. The guy, he's a mouthpiece. He sure is, and he's really talented. And I'm really excited for the future of him. Excited for his future roles at WrestlePro, and just excited overall for the kid. You know, so good stuff, Gino. So Truth and Confessions. Make sure you go check them out because they are something to be said for. They have a huge show coming up, a huge weekend, and I can't say enough about it. I mean, it's a play, obviously. You heard the commercial, and I enjoy it. I'm one of the fans now that just kind of, I like the theater. It's not a bad thing at all. I think it's very entertaining. It's a drama. It's a soap opera right in front of your face. So, Truth and Confessions, Victor Hugo's novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So, if you're a fan of that, it's written and directed by Mark Bronchi, starring Nate Barber. I'll just call him Nate. Nathaniel Barber as the character Quasimodo. Samantha Ricciuti as Esmeralda. Michael Powell as the Archdeacon Frollo. So go check them out. Get all your information. 3500 Lancaster Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The show is only one weekend. July 27th to the 30th, Thursday to Saturday, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock. The Thursday to Saturday shows are at 7:30. Brownpapertickets.com, 1-800-838-3006. I want to thank Jeremy Thompson, obviously, for coming on as a sponsor. I think it's badass of you. And anything going forward, my man, I will definitely hook it up. And I'm hoping that all these promotions and advertising on my my podcast get you some ticket sales. So anyway, we touched on a couple things that were kind of relevant. One thing I did not cover in my last episode, episode 28, was my Nets tryout. It was the day I got back from it. So I got there early, 11 o'clock in the morning. Registration wasn't until 2:30. It was me and two other people, who I've made a friend out of this, which is cool. He was there, with me at 11 o'clock. He was there actually, like, I guess 10 minutes before me. And, so anyway, the fucking Punjabi brothers just helped what's his face. Huh. Anyway, that's odd. That's an interesting way to end it. But anyway, so the Nets thing, I got there early. It was pretty awesome. I knew for a fact, just by what I read in the advertisement, that I would be able to speak at the Barclays Center. And I did. Little did I know that the tryouts were going to be sitting at the desk that you will be sitting at if you get the job. I've sent my audition tape to, it's not really an audition tape. Somebody taped it for me. And I'll release the entire thing once a decision is made. And once I hear back, I might not hear back. It was about 400 people. 400 people tried out. And, the odds obviously are not always in your favor when there's a lot of people. But from what I heard and the feedback I've gotten from family and friends, and it's like I'm a lock, you know, and it stinks because I almost didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that I should get the job and you're the guy for this and this is your day in the sun and blah 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 blah. I almost didn't want to hear that because I was going for the experience. I really was, and it turned out that I got really hyped. I'm very hyped about hearing back in any way. Via email or phone call or whatever. I don't know how many people they're taking to the finals, but the final round is going to be on July 31st, a Monday. And what that will entail is going back to the Barclays Center. They have some sort of game, a summer league game there, and I think the finals are going to rotate in and out and show them what they got as far as doing a live game. So do I make it to the finals? I don't know. I'll tell everybody how that goes when we cross that bridge. So it is what it is. I had a great time. The experience was like no other. I got to hear my voice on the Barclays Center PA system. I mean, it's pretty surreal. And I had a great time. Met a really cool group of people. Like I said, made one friend out of it. We've been in touch every day trying to figure out, did you get the call yet? Did you get the call yet? Because the other guy that I, the guy I talked to and I met was great. It was absolutely great. Killed it. what we did was we read the lineups, like the starting lineups for the Nets versus the Mavericks. And they said to us, if we like you, we will give you something else to read on the fly. And I was given that opportunity. I was given that opportunity to do a review reading, like, you know, as if the crowd needs to be in the know that they're reviewing the play on the floor. So I did that. It was awesome. I didn't stumble over anything. Nothing. I technically watching it back a dozen times, I had a flawless tryout. So it's really up to them. I mean, would I love to get it? Fuck yeah, man. That's a cool ass job. You could be the voice of the fucking Brooklyn Nets. But I'll leave that into the hands of the judges. And, you know, I was just myself and I did my thing, man. And I had a great time doing it. So I want to thank the Brooklyn Nets for even giving me that opportunity because they don't come every so often. So with that being said, I just got done watching Battleground, and WWE has hit these home runs in these tinier spaced out, you know, individual SmackDown or Raw pay-per-views. I think it's a good thing for everybody. A lot of guys get to work. I mean, Sami Zayn worked tonight, like Owens and AJ Styles was incredible. The opening tag match was great with the Usos and the New Day, and the Punjabi Prison match was great. I would hate to be a fan live because you can't see shit. if you're not on camera, you literally can't see anything. There's a lot of, it's like obstructed view seats for everywhere. But WWE's always kept it relevant and kept it fun to watch. Like I said, when you're in the business, you know, for me, it's been half a decade now. It sounds like a lot, but it's only 5 years. But I learned really quick not to trash the best. You know, you don't, if that's the goal and you want to, if I want to be on commentary for WWE, what gives me the right to trash the company? It's just stupid. You know, like it just sounds dumb. It's like you want a job at like, I don't know, Google, and then you write a bad review on Google. It's like, why would you do that? You want that job? No, like, I don't know. I just, again, it just goes back to negativity and just people being just pieces of shit. And again, sometimes it's too much for me to handle and you need a refresher course every so often. You truly do. So that's what I'm going to do. But I digress. It's been a long week. It's been a very hella long weekend. The shows that are coming up, be sure to check out WrestlePROOnline.com. Chris Payne's NYPD benefit show is coming up for WrestlePro on August 10th. August 11th, Battle Club Pro. I am the commissioner of that, the on-screen commissioner, which is a very cool role to have. I'm on commentary for that. You know, so I get to make the rules and make little promo videos. As you're seeing this, there's probably a video surfacing out already of me making announcements. I cut that promo in the afternoon when I was in a better mood. Yeah, so battleclubpro.com for those tickets and information. Go check that out. And I guess, yeah, everything going forward. Like I said, the big fall lineup for WrestlePro is on its way. And I strongly recommend you get your tickets now before it's too late because we do have a good feeling. I mean, if you're in the Rahway area and the Colonia area, right on Route 27, check out the billboard that WrestlePro has put up, which is freaking awesome if you think about it. That's pretty cool shit that there's a billboard up there with our stuff on it. I mean, it's just badass. But anyway, follow me on all my social media. Not sure if this is a shorter episode or not. Could be, could not be. But I will get to your questions right now after I plug my social medias at Dave Sturch on Instagram and Twitter, Dave Destruction on Facebook, Destruction 101 on Facebook, Destruction 2 on Snapchat. But like I said, going to be taking a little bit of a break, whether that be a day or two or a week or whatever, whatever I feel is necessary, however I feel is enough to cleanse my body of this shit. So anyway, I'll get your questions right now. We're going to start with not so much a question, but a good call on the social media break by Mike Malario. So much negative energy out there lately. It seems to be getting worse. It is, Mike. Sometimes it is, man. But as you're listening to this, obviously it only lasted 24 hours. Like I said, I do this in two parts sometimes. And so, yeah, the social media break is over because, update, I've been selected, to be in the finals of the Brooklyn Nets PA position. I found out, yesterday, which was Tuesday, and I'm very excited. I'm jazzed up about that. Obviously, when I record next might be Friday of this week, so I still won't know how I did because the finals are on the 31st of July. So we'll see. I'll probably do the whole two-parter again. So I'm answering your question, Mike, like 4 days after. No, I'm sorry, 3 days after we recorded. So no question, but thank you for the social media thing. I couldn't agree with you more. JP Mayer, my man, congrats on the job at Staples, pal. Last question I had was a sports one. This one I will go with wrestling. Bobby Wayward, a dominant heel champion since regaining the belt in the ladder match. Who, if anyone, do you see taking the belt from him? Well, to be honest with you, Bobby Wayward is probably one of my favorite people on the roster, only for the sole purpose of his work ethic. His mic skills, his in-ring skills, he's on a tear. He's on a very hot streak. This has probably been the best year of his career as far as working quality matches and just being the face of WrestlePro for quite some time now. Who do I see beating him? I don't know. I really can't even answer that. I mean, I know there's a lot of contenders out there and a lot of great, great competitors on the WrestlePro roster. But as of right now, it's anybody's game, really. I mean, anybody that could challenge for this belt has a puncher's chance and has a chance to win. So, yeah, so I hope that answers that question. Raymond Sanchez, the question of the week. As you're taking your break from social media, it's over. This is the best question I could put together to hear your opinion on has society become dependent on social media for everything? Yes. The problem is there are too many crazy cats out there that need social media. I like social media. It's clearly, it's apparent. I like it because it gives me an outlet to promote my brand, and it gives me an outlet to promote, you know, podcasts and my professional wrestling career and my broadcasting career and all that stuff. It's a very cool outlet to do so. However, over the last couple of years, you'll notice that people use social media for the wrong reasons. I never understood the whole let's share a dog getting like eaten alive or some shit, or somebody getting beheaded or something just out of control crazy that just doesn't belong on not just social media. It just doesn't belong to be seen by anybody. Or even worse, when it was, you know, all those riots and people mugging people and then people attacking police, and it's just they use social media for the wrong things, and it really put a damper on stuff. It really did. So you know, it is what it is. And you know, social media, it could be used in a lot of positive ways. It could be used in a lot of negative ways. So I really wish, and I can only hope that social media just like switches gears eventually, you know. So hope that answers that. Mike Malario, oh, all right, he does have a question. Just occurred to me, I do have one question. What do you recommend wearing to the gym to work out? Nothing. No. I had been using these two-layer compression shorts, yikes, but I kind of feel ridiculous when I wear them. I wouldn't be wearing those either. And then I end up wearing wrestling t-shirts, KM, Moff, Killshot, Coach D, DIY, Taboo Crew mostly, because I find they help inspire me. But is there a better option that is a little more more sweat-wicking? I am drown-wrapped by the end of an hour-long gym session. I tell you what, right now, the more you sweat, the better. I would definitely get away from the compression shorts just because they might look a little foolish. I don't know. I was never a fan of it. Some of my football players on my team just run around in these compression shorts and pants, and I'm just like, dude, put on real shorts. What do I wear to the gym? A cutoff and shorts and my sneakers. I mean, that's really it. I mean, there's a lot of do nots. There's people that are always in the work boots and just all sorts of weird shit. I've seen a lot of weird shit. Jeans, I can't stand that shit. But yeah, so I mean, I hope that answers yours, Kathy Hummer. No questions, just happy to continue the support or continue to support. Thank you, Kathy. As always, you're the best. Yeah, so as I'm doing this right now, I know the entire episode or most of the episode was covering the Grimm's Toy Show Grimm debacle, and with Brandon Scott and the other guy, I forget his name already. It doesn't really matter. Just as an update, tonight I will be sitting down with Grimm, and we will record a conversation, and it'll air next week on the 30th episode of Destruction 101. So we've reached 30, and what better way than to talk to the man that, you know, a lot of controversy circled around him, but more importantly, I would love to find out how the heck this all started, because I really don't know. I'm uneducated on how it started. I look today, he's got over all of his platforms, he's got 1 million followers on YouTube, so he's doing something right, and I'm going to take some notes. So with that being said, we're going to call it a night. I hope you enjoy this episode of Destruction 101, episode 29, brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, B-Plus Radio Network. Can never get through that one. B-Plus Player Radio Network. There we go. Mark Adam Haggerty and company. I talked to Dan Ram since in between recordings. I should be with them for their summer event. This Saturday, I'm returning to the Gridiron to call a football game in Homedale, New Jersey at 6 o'clock. It's the Major League Football. It's my debut. So I'm excited for that. That's this Saturday that came up. And there's just a lot of cool shit coming forward. Trying to buy a house. Just a lot of cool shit happening all at once. And why is that, Dave? Because even when you feel like you're going to get into the negative slums of the world because people around you are just utter pieces of shit, you stay afloat. You stay, you know, you keep swimming upstream no matter what. I don't care how hard the current is. Just keep going. Keep going, believe in yourself, set your goals, keep kicking ass, taking names, and all that good shit. So, with that being said, I will see you guys all next week. Have a good rest of the week. Enjoy your weekend. And, yeah, I'll see you all next week with special guest Grimm from Grimm's Toy Show.